Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five dead, numerous others wounded. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family anywhere in the world. But clearly, we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports indicate he might have had mental health issues. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents and Broward Sheriff's Office homicide detectives. There's been incredible cohesiveness and cooperation between the Broward Sheriff's Office, the FBI, FDLE, and all the local law enforcement entities.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing on Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive, and he said he respects the work of the intelligence agencies. However, he did not endorse their findings regarding alleged Russian hacking. This is VOA News.